Well, next, Huntington's disease, often described as one of the most devastating genetic disorders, has been treated successfully for the first time. A new trial shows a new gene therapy treatment can slow its progress by 75%. Orla Hardiman, Professor of Neurology at Trinity College and consultant neurologist at Beaumont Hospital in Dublin, is with us now. Professor Hardiman, this is very positive news this morning, but first, remind us, what is Huntington's and what's this new drug?
Yes, Huntington's disease is one of the neurodegenerative diseases that we see. It's caused by a gene that's a little bit of extra DNA in it. It's called an expanded gene. And it passes down from parents to children. If you carry the gene, you have a 1 in 2 chance of passing down to your children. If you do pass it down, the person who carries that gene will definitely get the disease. So it's a life sentence that people have if they carry the gene. The condition is characterized by abnormal movements or movements sort of dancing like movements that usually happen in midlife. Also with changes in thinking and personality and behavior, which can be very distressing. So young people who are in families or members of families with Huntington's disease see members of their family progressing and with the knowledge that they carried the gene, that this is also going to happen to them. So it's a condition that's hidden in Ireland. We have about 600 people in Ireland with Huntington's disease and about 2,000 people in Ireland who are at risk of developing it. And we have very poor services for them, I must say.
Now, we see this new gene therapy slowing down the progress of the disease by 75%. How exactly does it work?
So this is a very early stage clinical trial. It's what's called a phase 1 or phase 1-2 trial. It's one of these novel therapies that have been developing in the last 5 or 10 years. So it's a gene therapy where one of the pieces of genetic material that can change how a gene becomes activated and does its work is injected into the brain, and that piece of genetic material will turn off the abnormal gene or stop the abnormal gene from doing what it's doing and causing damage in the brain. But the procedure is extremely complex. It means putting a needle into the part of the brain that's first affected by the genetic abnormality. It's a part of the brain that's called the basal ganglia. And the genetic material, which is encased in a virus, a harmless virus, is then injected in. It takes many, many hours to do this. It needs to be done by a neurosurgeon under guidance from an MRI scanner. And that's injected in then into that part of the brain, and the genetic material then gets into the cell and stops the cell from malfunctioning. So it's a really exciting development. It's using novel technologies where the genetic material is encased in a virus, but it's very early days. It's a very small study. It's only I think reported from about 12 or 15 patients. But it is a game changer because it means that this technology does seem to work, and that's really exciting for a disease like this.
Well, you're saying it's early days, it's a game changer at the same time, but what could it mean for the many of hundreds of people that you've mentioned in Ireland who've been diagnosed with the condition?
Well, I think the first thing it means, two things. One, we're talking about Huntington's disease, that's really important. And the second thing is that it gives us hope that this disease, which is a life sentence, has potential for development as a treatment. Now, clearly, when these treatments are developed first, they're always extremely expensive and very, very invasive. I've no doubt but that the companies that are developing these treatments will find ways to make the way of putting in the genetic material and distributing it in the brain that'll improve over time. So it's giving us hope, but it's also having me speak on the radio to you this morning about this condition, Huntington's disease, which we have neglected for so long in Ireland.
Professor Orla Hardiman, thanks for joining us this morning. It's now 8:45.